What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo, with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Hola, hola. Welcome to He Said, Ella Dijo, where
Hello.
We have a really... Hi, Eric. How are you?
Good.
I was
you forgot I'm
go,
here?
I know. I forgot about you. No, you're here. So today is a... It's a really beautiful day. We are interviewing this... She's a legend. Olga Meredith. Olga is from Cuba, but she was raised in Puerto Rico. She's been part of the business for so long. She's a Broadway star, TV shows, movies, incredible, incredible actress. You probably know her more from In the Heights. She played Abuela Claudia, Paciencia y Fe. You know Paciencia y Fe, that song? That is a classic mm-hmm. of In the Heights. She is the singer. I've known Olga. I don't think I have ever worked with Olga, but as a Latina, we all know who is Olga Meredith.
Oh, she also has the singing voice of the grandma in Encanto.
In Encanto. No, Olga, those are all. And Olga, si se llama mi mamá, that's my mom's name, Olga as well. So anyways, let's bring her in.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hey, ¿cómo estás?
Bien, ¿y tú cómo andas? Primera vez que te conozco.
I know, right? I was telling my husband, I said, I have never worked with you, but I've known everybody, we all know Olga.
Oh.
Yeah, qué bueno. Un placer tenerte. Thank you so much for being here with us.
You guys look so comfy.
Yeah. I know. This is our, he said, ella dijo setup. Good to see you. So, dale, empieza.
I said, where are you now? Are you in?
I am in a hotel room in Los Angeles.
Oh, you're in LA?
You're in LA.
Yeah.
Nice.
You guys in LA?
Yeah, we're in LA. So home for you, Olga, is New York, correct? That's where you live right now.
And yeah, I like walking.
Okay. Did you ever relocate to LA at some point in your career just to do the rounds over here? Or it's always been New York?
Yes, I did. I did for a little bit, but I guess I didn't give it enough time.
Okay.
I ran back home with my tail between my legs.
It's okay.
Well, you're crushing it on Broadway, and you got to be, in New York for that world, right?
Yeah, I did that for a very long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm out here all the time. Yeah, I like being out here with work. That's nice.
It's a different experience. It's interesting, Olga, because I left Puerto Rico at 21 and I went to New York first for 3 years. I went to study. And when I think about New York, I think about struggle for whatever reason. It was those 3 years for me were brutal. Then I moved to Los Angeles and I've been here ever since. And I love New York, but like you said, I don't mind going to New York now. I love it there. I think it's a very special place if you're working.
So we're like opposite.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah. I guess I got used to New York, convenience of having everything.
Yeah, that's interesting. For me, it was, even though there's so many Puerto Ricans in, I think there's more Puerto Ricans in New York than even the island. But to me, New York, I don't know if it was the winter element, not having family, it was just so hard. And then once I moved to LA, I was like, okay, I have the beach pretty close. Everything was more normal. I have a car. It was a completely different experience. It's really interesting, even though there's the Puerto Rican community over here is so small, but it's more familiar to me, LA, than New York. It's really crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really crazy.
That's interesting.
Let me ask you this. In your career, you've done obviously so many different things. What do you find, like, was Broadway the thing that you, In the Heights, stuff like that, or doing voice work and being a part of a project like Encanto, or is everything just fun and different in its own unique way? Do you have one that you prefer that's been more,
that's a great question.
You know what I mean?
That's a great question. I feel like the ideal for an actor, I don't know, is to have a little taste of everything and be able to do many different things, right? I started out in the theater, and that gave me great discipline for everything, And so, but I like the variety. It's great to have a variety of things that you can do and that you're able to do, that you're lucky enough to do, especially now. I was telling some other interviewer that I wish all this was happening when I was like 40. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, interesting.
But hey, if it's happening now, I'll take it.
It's beautiful. Listen, you've been doing this now. I think it's going to be 20, almost 30 years since I started. So, and I've been so blessed to work consistently. So with you, the same thing. I think we're both blessed that way. The longevity has been really beautiful, and I'm hoping that I have many, many more years to come. I want to explore all the things. I hope so. I hope so. Because I don't love the business, but I love what I do. Type of thing.
What was it?
It's a tough business.
Yeah.
What was it like? And I'm only going to this because I loved In the Heights, movie, play, all of it. What was it like being a part of that ride when it first came out with Lin-Manuel and being just.
You mean at the beginning?
Yeah,
the beginning.
Because that was sort of like, Hamilton, I know, was a big deal. Obviously, that put Lin-Manuel at a sort of different stratospheric level, but In the Heights was so good. And that was like his first big.
Show, right? I did so many workshops before we even got to off Broadway. Wow. I was playing a different role. I was playing the mother.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. I was singing a different song, playing the mother, very happy. They couldn't find the right abuela. They couldn't find the right person to sing that song, which is so difficult in so many ways. And so they auditioned me. And I thought, they're going to see it's not going to work, but I'll audition. And they said, okay, we found our abuela. So I said, oh my God. Then I had to kind of step up to the plate because I was afraid it wasn't going to be authentic or something, that I was going to come off as a caricature. So I said, I really have to step up to the plate and I really have to work hard and to make this abuela the real deal, And so then we did it on Broadway but we had done so many workshops to get there, the changes that happened during all the workshops before you even get to off Broadway or Broadway. I was part of all of that. And to get to do it in the movie is a miracle, because as you know, it's very rare. It happens, but very rarely does a theater actor get to do their role in a film.
Well, you did the full life of that project, essentially, like you said, the off-Broadway, then Broadway, then film. I mean, really, you clearly owned the role.
Yeah, I guess they had no other choice. But
no.
John Chu, the director, said, you know what? If there's a remake in 20 years, you'll still be playing the abuela. And I'm like,
for sure.
And Lin-Manuel, thanks a lot, John Chu.
When Lin-Manuel was, I'm assuming, that whole process, he just probably super hands-on everything involved with every aspect of all of it, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I kind of, you know, I know, like you said, I know this role inside out, so I was prepared.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so he could focus on, he always gives you a tweak, you know, he's always directing you. But there was, you know, shooting in the subways, it was like there was so many technical aspects that he had to deal with. Imagine the lighting in the subway tunnel and everything and all those dancers down there. And it was very complicated. So, yeah, he was definitely hands on. And, you know, one of the nights was a night shoot. Went in at 5:30 p.m., came home at 7:30 a.m. And it was one of those nights of the subway, Paciencia y Fe, which is in the show. I mean, in the movie. So, he was definitely very hands-on.
Wow.
El Lin-Manuel. Y Olga, tú naciste en Cuba, but then you were raised in Puerto Rico. When did you move to Puerto Rico? At what age?
We were all born in Cuba. Then the revolution happened, as you know. Then we were lucky enough to get out. And then we went to Jamaica, and Florida. Then my dad got a job in Puerto Rico. We went back to the Caribbean. I was 7. So I started second grade in a very, very good school down there. Second grade. So I was maybe 7?
7, yeah. 6, 7.
And then I was basically raised there, and I'm so happy that I was raised there.
Yeah, until what age? And then you moved to New York at what age?
Then I graduated high school in Puerto Rico. I went to college in New Orleans, Tulane. And then I didn't go to New York till I was 24, 25.
Oh, wow.
How much do you remember at that age of like fleeing Cuba? How much do you remember? You were probably what? You said 6, 7 in that range?
I was 5 when I left Cuba. It was so traumatic. I shot a documentary that addresses that. It's in the film circuits now. Mm. And what I say is that it was so traumatic that, you know, when you have something traumatic happen in your life, your memory just kind of goes, you just forget it. It's there, but it's kind of, you have to kind of retrieve it somehow.
Yeah, you bury it.
So it was so traumatic that I have very little memory of that.
That's incredible.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura Podcast Network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You know, it's interesting. I'm doing this job in Miami now, and I'm flying back and forth weekly. And one of my closest friends, Katia Del Pino, she's Cuban, born and raised in Cuba. Then she went to Madrid to study acting. But her family's all there, and her mom is there, and she just went back to Cuba. And I was overwhelmed about the amount of information of the history of Cuba, even though as a Puerto Rican, you know, and Cuba's right next to us, that I didn't know, because Puerto Ricans, since our life experience is so different from Cuba. And my God. And she's just telling me stories, and she just went back to Cuba to see her mom. And she's like, you wouldn't believe, Ross, what's happening in Cuba. It's just, it's depressing.
So sad.
Oh, it's so sad. Like all
no
this
food.
I know.
What'd you say?
There's no food.
There's no food, Eric. There's no medicine. There's no food. They have nothing. They have nothing. I know. And
how they survive?
I will never understand.
Even in Havana, like even in the capital.
Nowhere.
This is that bad across
Cuba
the border.
Right now. It's almost like is it an experiment?
So like
what
the
heck is happening
been?
With Cuba?
It's
is that, is it a right human now? Experiment? What's happening in Cuba? I don't
know. Human torture is what it is. If you go to Cuba, it's a beautiful country and the people are beautiful. But if you go to Cuba, you have to pack everything in your bag.
Mm-hmm.
You got to bring a whole Walgreens in your bag. If something happens to you, anything, you better go to your suitcase because you're not going to find it there.
All the Cubans, the ones that have left the island, Miami is concentrated with Cubans. All they do is send stuff to their families because they can't afford it. They don't have anything available. It doesn't exist. So like Katia flew with a suitcase, like a pharmacy. She's like, I'm bringing everything.
Wow.
And I don't comprehend it.
Yeah. And I get very sick there. I've gone there 3 times total and I've come back with parasites twice. That's bad.
Water and food.
What do you say? The hygiene.
El agua, el agua potable, todo, claro. Oh my God.
Horrible. Uh-oh. There's no FDA there. You know, the meat is hanging in a line with the flies. It's so, oh my God. So I just bring the food, literally sardine cans and protein bars.
Oh, wow.
Soup.
And you've been back twice just to visit family or just For what?
I went back with a project and I was like, oh my God, I'm going back to Cuba for the first time in 50 something years. And then I decided to shoot a documentary partly there and partly in New York and Miami.
Okay. It's
called My Two Moms, A Story of Separation. And it's in the film circuits right now. It's doing very well.
Oh, I want to see it.
And it was crazy. I don't even know how I did it.
Wow.
I don't think I could do it now, but I did it and I'm glad I was able to do it.
Okay.
But the people, my heart breaks. My heart breaks for me.
I was talking to, and then the driver that is driving me in Miami, Salvador, also from Cuba. I can't, the stories, I'm like shocked. And they're like, you don't know any of this? And I was like, listen, guys, I apologize for my ignorance. It's just, we don't think about it. You know, he was teaching me how it's just history. The Cuban history and what's going on is like hush hush. It's like vanish. Like nobody talks about it. Nobody wants to know about it. It's really, really interesting. Yeah. And let me ask you, Olga, at what age did you know? And it sounds like a cliche question, but you know what? At what age did you know I'm a performer? This is my life. I see myself on stage.
I was kind of older already. I was in my early 20s. I was going to do something else. I wanted to learn 5 languages and be a international representative, United Nations kind of a person. But I was always singing and acting on the side as a hobby. And then I did Man of La Mancha after school in New Orleans at Tulane. And I thought, you know, I got to give this a try. Mm. I got to, you know, so that I'm not an old lady in a rocking chair saying I could have, I should have, I would have, mm-hmm. I should have. So I decided to give it a try and it happened like this. And then it went so fast that it was, I hadn't even moved to New York when I got a job and I had to move. And then it just happened very quickly. I got an agent and so I knew I was in the right field.
I know you've done so many projects, you know, TV, film, theater, you've done it all. Is there one that is the one that is really dear to your heart? That you can say this was an X factor moment in my life. And when I think about all that I've done, this is the one that I really cry over.
I have to say the In the Heights movie.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, probably because you saw it all the way through, huh? Is that part of it? Like being?
Yes, because it was like I saw it. It was came full circle.
Yeah.
And I was given the opportunity to do it, which was a miracle. I had to audition for the movie too.
Wow. Why?
Wow. Audition for all the suits.
Oh my gosh.
But why?
Can't they just watch your reel of being on stage?
You know how it is.
It's terrible.
No.
About this business.
Don't tell me that. That's offensive.
Studio didn't know me.
Doesn't matter. They just got to watch the play.
I can't believe
it's offensive.
I had to really nail it.
Oh,
hi.
I bought a wig. I went wig shopping. I bought a wig. I went dressed like not bata de casa, you know, but I would look like a, you know, a little old lady,
like
a cab in New York looking like that. And then I got to the audition and I was 3 hours early. Somebody had changed my audition time.
Oh my God.
So I said, you don't understand. I have 50 pins under this wig. I am warmed up and ready to sing. I can't go home now.
Exactly.
Did you make them see you?
You know what?
Early?
I did.
Good for you.
I had to wait an hour, but they saw me.
Good for you.
But you know what? It's good. Listen,
this
is what I need to learn because it.
Yeah, she would never. I'm so proud of you for actually saying, you know what? I want this enough to go have to essentially prove yourself all over again, which was super unnecessary to all these executives because a lot of people, and like I know this one over here included, would have just been like, I'm not going to do it.
No.
I'm so mad that you're making me do it. But you did it and you succeeded.
Because to me, at some point, listen, with your resume, with your legacy, you did it successfully on Broadway. It's something that it's your role.
Yeah.
How
yes, but the
dare
thing
you?
Is, you know, they didn't know me. The studio didn't know me. The director didn't know me, you know. And you know how it is.
Oh yeah.
The theater, you're singing to the last row. So you have to project. For movies, the camera's right here. So everything is very intimate.
Yeah.
And singing that big song intimately, I even had to kind of do a switcheroony.
Okay.
You know, train myself to do it in a more intimate way. And I was so used to really like filling a theater.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I had no choice. It was, I had to do it, you know?
Wow. No, for sure. If you wanted it, you had to do
it. Listen, you're my idol. God bless you.
Because it's just good
me,
for,
I would have been like, guys, it's a no. And maybe that's sad that I will allow my ego to take over and miss an incredible opportunity. But I think in a situation like this, it's just hard for me. You know what is with me, Olga? I don't know if it's the, I've been doing this for so long as you have, that at some point you just want, you want people to
trust.
Just have some respect and trust. You know what I mean? But
you know, this business, actors, we're at the bottom of the,
yeah.
No, you're right.
Bottom of the pail. We have no control.
Yeah.
And I think it's important. That's why I'm glad we're having this conversation like we are, because for our listeners, you know, there's listeners that, and fans of even the show I do, that are wanting to be actors or actresses. And they ask me questions all the time on this, you know, this thing called Cameo, or they're like, I'm trying to succeed. And I got my first, you know, even background job or whatever the case may be. And I think for people to understand that the grind never stops, that if you want to be in this business, you have got to persevere through all the nonsense, trust in yourself, trust in what you're going after, because no one's going to just give it to you. Even someone in your shoes, and you made a valid point. Yes, when you're on stage, it's a different type of acting. Not every film actor can do Broadway, and then vice versa. You know, not every Broadway star can go be the lead of a movie, because it's two different types of acting.
Right.
So you do make a valid point that you have to showcase
that. But you think that to me, yes, you can. I think if you come from Broadway, I think you can, because that's your craft. That's what you do for a living and you go to school for. So the same way you recognize, I have to bring it down, right?
That's right. Just give me the direction and I'm going to do it.
Exactly. It's not that they don't
do
it.
Not that you can't. Of course they can do it. My point is, it's a different skill set. So the same way I think a lot of film actors, I think it's harder for people to go do Broadway than it is for a Broadway actor to come do film and TV, for sure.
Of course.
I think it's much harder to go do Broadway.
Agree.
Yes.
Yeah, much harder. Yeah. That's
hard.
Yeah. That's a much-
8 shows a week?
Yeah.
Yes, it's a much different skill set. You can't mess up. You're live on stage. Everything's happening now. It's a totally different-
To be able to preserve your voice for 8 shows a week.
Well, even if you're not singing, just as an actor on Broadway is totally different. Like, it's a different skill set. And it's easier to come to film and TV.
You know what's interesting? And I don't know if it was Kevin Costner or Michael Keaton. And a couple of weeks ago, you know, I don't do well with auditions. I accept it, you know, as I don't love that part of the process. I don't. And it's like a necessary evil, but I don't like it. And my team knows about it. I'm like, guys, I will deliver beautifully when I get the job. The audition part of it, I have an issue with it. And it's something, it's a demon that I'm working with, you know, because, and it happened later in life. When I started, I used to love auditioning and the process, but I think it's the more you do it and the more you have something to prove, and it's just, I just find it so difficult.
All the rejection.
Yes.
All the rejection, because you're like, you're pouring your heart, soul, craft, memorization. And you know that you probably are not going to get it.
Exactly.
Well, at some point you want to be-
It gets harder and harder.
It gets harder. It gets harder. And it's funny because- I'm trying to talk myself into, and I don't audition a lot, you know, I'm at that this place, thank God, you know, that I don't have to audition a lot, but I'm trying to relearn, right? And reteach my brain to fall in love with the process. And I don't know if it was Kevin Costner or Michael Keaton, one of them was saying that they see auditioning as part of the job. Instead of like, I'm trying to get a job, their approach is, for me to be able to put the hours in to memorize, to work on the material, and you go to coaching and you pay for money and you spend 3 and 4 days before the audition working on this thing to make it a fun process. It's almost like he approached it. I already got the job and this is part of the job.
I like that.
Yeah. So instead of seeing it as I have to audition, he goes, I booked something. So let me just go do my job. I'm working today. And then I let it go. If I get it, beautiful. And if I don't get it, I see it as I went to work.
Which, by the way, it's the most real part of our job, in my opinion. That's when you as an actor are having to prove the most, because you are now having to convince people you are this character. Once you've got the job, to me, that's play. That's the fun. Well, you're in the job. There's a lot of pressure still to nail it when you're actually doing it. But that's the playtime. That's when you get to try things, your freedoms, you discuss with the director, you come up with your choices even more so. You can play with it all. But when you come in an audition, you know, I always go back to the Eminem song, Lose Yourself, right? It's just one moment. and you're on the spot. Nowadays, everything's on tape, so you get multiple moments. But when you're in a room, I don't know if, you know, Olga, have you been, you know, I'm sure you've done this, but you ever had to read for a sitcom and you're in the room and no one laughs at something you say,
right,
and you just are a sinking ship. You know, it's awful to try and climb yourself out of that. Or if you're doing a really dramatic role and you're getting no emotion reaction, no reaction from anybody.
It's brutal.
It's brutal. And I think that's the hardest part of our job.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com, the lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You know what's so funny? Now we're producing, we have a production company, and we love producing. So we're in the middle of trying to set up all these projects, right? So now it's like, not even as actors, now we're dealing with it also as producers. So we're pitching to a network, right? This three camera sitcom. The material, we find it to be hilarious, right? We're not actually delivering the stuff because it's the showrunner, the guy that created the whole thing. And he's pitching the whole thing. All these, the heads of the comedy department at the network, and not one sound, not one smile. It's the funniest thing. And we're like, look, and everything is on Zoom. I find it to be freaking hilarious. And I'm going, we have to deal with this even behind the scenes that they don't get it. This is really funny. It was like every time we finished, horrible. Oh my God, we finished. And you know, funny, because then after, like, the feedback is they loved it. They thought it was very clever. They thought it was very funny. But what they're giving you while you're pitching is zero.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, this is freaking crazy. It's like we can't escape, you know, the constant trying anyways. So is there one thing that is left for you that you go, you know what, before I call it and I retire, because I've done it all, this is my dream job, or it doesn't even have to be acting. It could be, I would love to direct. I would love to bring whatever story to the screen.
That's a great question. I'm glad you asked me.
Okay.
Yes. And it comes with age and experience. Shooting this documentary was so fulfilling. It was hard. So fulfilling because it's my story. And I've also written a pilot that I'm pitching. So I'm going to send it to you.
Yes.
So I want to shoot in Puerto Rico.
Okay. Oh, great. I can help you with that.
Send it.
Anyway, that's, to me, would be very, very fulfilling.
Okay.
You know, so I'm trying, giving it a shot, see what happens. And I'm giving it my heart and soul, and we'll see what happens. But that would be very fulfilling.
Oh, that was awesome.
And I know you have a few things coming up. You have Netflix's Blockbuster premieres November 3rd, right? On our son's birthday.
Oh my God, Mila's birthday.
Really?
Yeah, tell us about that. And then I want to talk to you about another one. Something else you have coming up.
Okay, Blockbuster is a workplace comedy. It's just hilarious. It's going to make you forget all your troubles. We need that these days with everything that's happening in the world. There are three Latinos in that show. Okay.
Okay.
The lead is Randall Park, who is just so, you just love him. He's a, he's an analog guy in a 5G world with a love of movies. And he's trying to save the last Blockbuster, and he's enlisted all of us that work there to try to save this store. And he puts us in just very hilarious situations. And we're all very quirky and fun and funny. It's light, but it's got a lot of heart. So I hope you enjoy it.
That's great. Yeah,
that's awesome.
And I want to see that. I love that idea of saving. I used to love Blockbuster. Loved
it.
So
was
I love
the
idea of saving that sort of traditional family
as
movie
a teenager
night.
Going to Blockbuster to rent
Amazing.
That movie was the ultimate.
Amazing.
Right. I used to go on date night.
Exactly.
I know.
And then you also have, which our kids would love this, you have at the Hollywood Bowl Encanto Live.
When is that?
That is November 11th and 12th. Coming up right now. Rehearsals start next week.
What can we get? I want to go.
Maria Cecilia Botero did the voicing. She was spectacular of the voice. And then I did the singing part. But since this is a concert, yo estoy colai.
No.
I will be there voicing Abuela Alma and with the cast, and it's going to be, you know, the Hollywood Bowl is
amazing. Magic.
It's magic.
Incredible venue.
Oh, we need to go
that's
to that.
That's going to be awesome.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. Our kids love the movie too, so they'll enjoy it immensely.
And then
they will love it.
Yeah.
They will love it.
And you have another, is it a movie with Alison Brie and Dave Franco on Amazon, Somebody I Used to Know, that's coming up?
Yeah, a romantic comedy on Amazon. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. That was just a lot of fun.
And that one is out already or not yet?
No, that's coming out, I think, early next year.
Okay, okay, okay.
A lot on your plate.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh, God.
Yeah, but you know, we're trying to squeak it out there for however many more, summers we have left.
I know, I know. What do you, last question for you, and this is very personal for me as well. How do you think is the participation or opportunities that are given to Latinos within this business? Or is there any advice that you think, or adjustment that can be made, so we finally are able to get the same opportunities as other ethnicities?
I think things have changed tremendously. You know, I think things have improved
mm-hmm.
a lot. We're still not as represented as we should be. And it's very important to see yourself on screen for the up and coming generations. You know, our buying power, how we're such an integral part of the community, of the population. That's a very good question. It's a fight. You know, we're really fighting. We're still fighting. And I just say, screw them.
Yeah, right.
I know. We have so much to give. And we just have to be really know that about ourselves, that we just have so much to give. We're so talented. We're such a huge contribution to this country. So we have to really hold on to that.
Yeah, no, I agree. And you know what? I go to bed every single night thinking somebody needs to crack the code, because it pains me. You know, it pains me that when you look at the research and textbook, we are still underrepresented. And I agree with you. You know, I think things have changed and improved. I'm a testament of that. You know, I do Fantasy Island. I'm on a network show.
I know, that's,
as a lead.
It's
incredible. Yeah, you know, with my accent, and I was given that opportunity. So I'm a walking testament that things are changing and things are improving. It's just really painful to know that it's not enough. Not yet. You know, and I wonder what we have to do.
It's a mirror of what's happening in this world and politically. It's like a fight. Mm. We're like fighting to be included, yeah. You know? And then people think that someone's going to take over, that we're going to replace.
Mm-hmm.
There's no replacement, no taking over. We're just going to coexist together, hopefully.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully exactly. Ever after together.
Exactly.
I hope.
Yeah.
It would be incredible.
I don't know.
Anyways.
Well, thank you for chatting with us
today.
Thank
you, Olga.
It was a pleasure.
Yes, such a pleasure too.
Good luck with rehearsals. I hope everything goes great and the performance is going to be awesome.
Thank you.
Amazing. Amazing. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you that still going at it and doing it successfully and with grace and class and dignity. You're amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for sharing your journey with us.
Thank you.
I'm a big fan. Qué bueno. Thank you. It's a pleasure, you guys. Gracias.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Un beso.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Lovely.
So lovely. Mm-hmm. No, listen, Olga Meredith is sinónimo. Like I just said, she's a class act. This is a lady with an incredible career that has been clean and consistent and mm-hmm. beautiful. And she's, we're very proud of her, you know? We're very proud of her.
Good people. Absolutely.
Anyways, that was beautiful.
That was
Thank
fun.
You. Love you.
Love
Bye.
You. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at @HeSaidElladijo or send us an email, ericandross@iHeartRadio.com. He Said Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinz Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need, backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah!
and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.